Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have June Christie, Sammy Davis Jr., Glenn Miller, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, we're going to hear a song called The Black Bottom by Bunny Berrigan. We're going to have Louis Armstrong here. And right now, it's Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Connie Francis on vocal, and What Is This Thing Called Love?
Where you left your heart, and
folks, there it is, the Black Bottom Special, and it was done here by Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra. And in this recording, Ray Conniff was here, and Bunny Berrigan, and Georgie Auld, song written by B.G. DeSilva back in 1926, and also Ray Brown. And it was in a film considerably later, 30 years later, 1956, a film was The Best Things in Life Are Free. Before that, Louis Armstrong, and Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And we started with Connie Francis singing with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, Cole Porter tune from 1930 called What Is This Thing Called Love? Got on the hit parade number 13 in 1942, also in a film called, famous one, called Night and Day. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this very day back in 1932 that NBC Radio introduced a new entertainer that night. The comic genius, working for a salary of $1,400 a week, was Jack Benny. On this week in 1885, a new magazine for homemakers went on sale. You can still find it in right probably by the cash register in your favorite grocery store. The name is Good Housekeeping. And it was such a deal that Governor Peter Minuet pulled off on this week in 1626. Seems he bought a 20,000 acres of island in what is now Manhattan Island. The price, a mere $24. Back to more music on Swing. We have Sinatra. We have Charlie Spivak. And right now it's Andy Kirk and the, well, you'll like this, the Bearcat Shuffle. Thank you.
like to make you comfy, cozy, 'cause I love from head to toesy.
I feel as mellow as a fella can be. She's so skinny, she's so drawn. When she stands sideways, you think she's gone. But when she calls me baby, I feel fine to think she's frantically, romantically mine. She's slender, but she's tender. She makes my heart surrender. And every night when I hold her tight, the feeling is nice. My arms can go around twice. My lean baby, she's so slim. A broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I'll never, ever let her go. No! My lean baby, strange to see. And all that for nothing, it belongs to me. Though she may be scrawny, she's okay, because I wouldn't want her any other way. And she's so skinny, she's so drawn. When she stands sideways, you would think that she's gone. But when she calls me baby, I feel fine to think she's frantically, romantically mine. I chased her and I caught her, then a diamond ring I bought her. Hey, the diamonds shine, the ring is so fine. But here is a twist, she wears it right on her wrist. My lean baby, she's so slim. A broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I'll never, ever let her go. My lean baby, tall and thin.
Well, it's the chairman of the board and a song which happens to be the theme song for Billy May. It was Lean Baby. This song on the hit parade, number 25, back in 1953. We heard from Charlie Spivak's orchestra and a song that was written back in 1945 called Cuddle Up a Little Closer. And we had Andy Kirk's orchestra, his 12 Clouds of Joy, and a song composed by Mary Lou Williams, who was born on this week back in 1910 in Atlanta. And the song was The Bearcat Shuffle. I like it. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this day in 1965 that the Early Bird satellite was used to transmit television pictures way across the Atlantic Ocean as global satellite communications began. The British liner Queen Elizabeth II, the QE2, left on her maiden voyage on this week in 1969. She was sailing to New York. And the General Motors X-Cars rolled off the assembly line in Detroit for the final time on this week in 1985. The cars were, well, a dismal failure, despite being a hit in the beginning. The X-Cars were subject to massive recalls which cost GM millions of dollars. Back to more music on Swing. Coming up, we have June Christie. We'll have Sammy Davis Jr. And here's Glenn Miller and Chattanooga Choo Choo.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania Station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Man, I got those fingers up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride, and down and down and down I go, around and around and around I go, like a leaf that's caught in a tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm all aflame. I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss, 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 kiss can put out the fire. You're the lover I have waited for. Hey, you're the mate, the one, the chick, the thing that I was just created for. And every time your lips meet mine, down I go, round I go.
Like a leaf that's caught the tide.
Well, I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and it drives me insane. I'm aflame with such a burning desire
that only your kiss, your kiss, your kiss, your kiss, you gotta put out the fire.
You're the love, the love, the lover that I waited for. You're the one, you're the mate that I was created for. And every time your lips meet mine, well, down and down and down I go, round and round and round I go.
In a spin, man, and I dig that spin, I bend. Like a chumba, oh, black magic caller.
You're a dirty robber,
oh, black magic caller. Hoo ha, stay in the car, oh, black magic caller. You four men go that way, the rest of you come with me.
Under that old.
My friends have found out my baby don't care. I don't go out walking, I ain't for no talking. My baby's done left me just a sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he'd never have left me just a sitting and rocking, sitting all day without holding my baby makes me so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch to drive me mad. If I don't find him, I hope you'll remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and rocking all day.
Song written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn in 1941. It was June Christie, Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. We heard from Sammy Davis Jr. He gets carried away, doesn't he? And it was his recording of That Old Black Magic, written by two big ones in the songwriting business, Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen in 1942, was in a film called Star Spangled Rhythm. And we heard from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. He recorded this song back on this week back in 1941. It was the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Mack Gordon, Harry Warren wrote it back then. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Anita O'Day. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we still have lots more wonderful stuff coming up. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, we'll have Lionel Hampton, we'll have Georgie Auld's Orchestra, and right now it is Anita O'Day with the Gene Krupa Orchestra and Let Me Off Uptown.
My name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say, you been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Oh, where could a fella go to top it if you want to pitch a ball? You can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm, 'cause I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
Thank you. time on my hand. And you in my arms, and love in my heart, all for you.
That's all courtesy of Lionel Hampton. Lionel wrote it and Lionel performed it. It was a song called Red Top. Before that, it was the Georgie Auld Orchestra, good orchestra, and Lynn Stevens on vocal and a song, golly, we haven't featured here in a long, long time called Time on My Hands. It was Mack Gordon and I want to say Harry Warren, but this was Harold Adamson and Mack Gordon in 1930 wrote it. And it was in a film called Look for the Silver Lining with Ray Bolger. And we started with a famous one. It was Anita O'Day. And she recorded this song, Let Me Off Uptown, Let Me Off Uptown, on OK Records, along with Gene Krupa's band and Roy Eldridge did a great job on trumpet. This song was number 10 on the hit parade in 1941. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, a reminder that you might want to come out and enjoy Dan Radank, Old Green Eyes, and music from the swing era at the Dilly Restaurant on Wooster Pike in Marymount on Thursday, May 17th. That'll be next Thursday from 6 till 9 o'clock. That's music from the swing era with Dan Radank at the Dilly in Marymount Thursday evening from the 17th from 6 till 9 p.m. Back to more music on Swing. We have coming up the Benny Goodman Quartet. We'll have Johnny Mercer with the Pied Pipers. And I like this. This is Ruth McCullough and Tony Pastor's Orchestra and Bell Bottom Trousers.
Sailor boy, he was only three. Now he's on a battleship in his sailor suit. Just a great big sailor man, but he's just as cute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor, and he loves her too. Along the street, anyone can see they are oh so much in love, happy as can be. Hand in hand they stroll along, they don't give a hoot. He won't let go of her hand, even to salute. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor.
Everywhere her sailor went, she was sure to go. Till one day he sailed away, where she doesn't know. Now she's gonna join the waves, maybe go to sea. Try to find her sailor boy, wherever he may be. Navy blue.
She loves her sailor,
and he loves her too. If her sailor she can't find on the Bounding Main, she is hopeful he will soon come home safe again. So they can get married and raise a family, dress up all their kitties in sailors' dungarees. Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue. She loves her sailor boy, and he loves her too.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Making a dollar a minute.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Sunshine hit my way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It is the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling hit my way. What a wonderful zippity-doo-dah day.
Thank you.
From the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert in 1938 in Carnegie Hall, this was the Benny Goodman Quartet. Benny Goodman, Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa, all involved in The Man I Love, a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1924. Before that, Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers, and You Gotta Feel Good After You Listen to Zippity Doodah. Ray Gilbert wrote it, and it was in a film called Song of the South. And we heard from Ruth McCullough with Tony Pastor's Orchestra and a number two song from 1945 called Bell Bottom Trousers. Well, it was on this week back in 1971 that NPR, the National Public Radio, the U.S. National Non-Commercial Radio Network, was born. Thank goodness for that. And we have not too much time, so we're going to get right to it. Here's Nancy Wilson, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above. You above.
Well, this is Mr. Basie's orchestra, Count Basie, and The Second Time Around. And we heard from Nancy Wilson with, not sure who, frankly, was the band, but this was great rendition of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.